Another few days, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be sitting by the Leil Seder. But this great night, which we told so much about, so much one can be koine that night, where we promised that if he does the mitzvahs properly, then all the lessons of Emunah that we talk about and we say in the Haggadah, we have promised, will enter the person's heart and become part of the person, with Mechazik is Emunah for the whole year to come. And that night, we have many mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs, some the Ereise, many drabonon. So, Shlomo Zalman writes in the line, he says there's no end to the number of mitzvahs drabonon in the Leil Seder. Every little thing we do, every big thing, every minig, and the kalpas, and the charoises, and this, and that, and the other, and every word in the Haggadah is a mitzvah. And many of these mitzvahs concern eating and drinking. Eating the matzah, eating the moru, koirich, afikoymen, drinking the dal koises. Eating and drinking has a shear, there's a certain amount one has to eat, a certain amount one has to drink, to be yotze the mitzvah. And Rabbi Kivege writes in a letter, in the Mechtov Rabbi Kivege, I think his letter Yud Beis, he writes, it's a big pity if a person invests money and effort and time to find good matzahs and good wine, and he does everything beforehand, and then he misses it because he drank a little bit too little. And then he's not yotze because he ate a little bit too little. There would be a massive pity, a bit of a waste. He's actually talking about morer there. And he says sometimes, in those days didn't have lettuce in Europe, they didn't have lettuce, they had the bitter morer, the real one, the bitter one. And he says it's a pity if a person, because he hurts a bit, he doesn't eat enough of it, and he's not yotze the mitzvah. And he says the line, which is printed in Mechtov Rabbi Kivege, he says, I promise, he says, that if you eat it to be mekayem the mitzvah, if you eat it in order to be yotze the mitzvah, you will not feel the pain of it. So let's take the opportunity and go through a little bit the shiurim, which are negeah be'emes the whole year, but they're also negeah very much to Leil Seder. Let's do first drinking, and then we'll come to eating. Drinking, the shiur for drinking, whether it's Leil Seder for Dal Koses, whether it's Kiddush the whole year, whether it is Brocha Achroine for a drink, always is a revis. That's negeah. The whole year, you want to make a bracha achroine. Bracha rishoine is even on the drop. Bracha acharoine is only on a shear. The shear for drinking is a revis. A revis means a revis halug, which doesn't tell us much in today's measurements, because we have to work out what the lug is, what the revis halug is. So to make it very, very short, to start off with the basics, to make it very short, there's a major machlekes G'doyle acharoinim in the shiurim, which applies to the revis, to the kezatz, to the amad, the tefach, and all connected. And literally we spent just 2-3 minutes to start off that machlekes. It starts with Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tes Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says that the revis is, if you make a box, says the Gemara, of 2 fingers wide, 2 fingers long, and 2.7 fingers high, etzba'ayim, alzba'ayim, alzba'ayim, v'chulu, 2.7 high, that is the revis. Now the Tzlach, he did that. He had another Gemara, he had another Mishnah by Chala, which is a similar idea. And he made a box according to the fingers. And he came out to such a box. He came out to more or less this size is the box of a revis of the Gemara. Now he measured that into gram. And Chaim Noah, who was long after the Tzlach, but it's called after his name, because he went into it, he wrote a whole sefer about it. The Chazanish went with the Tzlach, and he measured this, and it came out to be this box. If you make this box, according to the sizes of the Gemara, it comes out to be 150 milliliters, otherwise known as 150 cubic centimeters, cc, same idea as milliliters. That was the revis of the Chazanish. The Rav Chaim Noah, and many others before him, but again, he went into it very much in his time, it was the same time the Chazon Ish, and he came from a different direction. He came from a halacha who tells us that a different way of working out the revi'is. The halacha says that a revi'is is 1.5 eggs. Beitze u'mechze is a revi'is. So he took 1.5 eggs, measured them, and he came out to a quite big, smaller box. He came out to this size of a box, which is only 86 milliliters, cc. Now each one has to answer the question of the other one. Rav Chaim Noah will have to explain how does that fit with the Gemara. It says two fingers. Let's say, okay, whose fingers, which finger, what side of the finger? The Chazon Ish will have to explain if the Gemara's measurements come out to this, and then we're told that this is 1.5 eggs. No, you can fit 3 eggs in this. Doesn't look like it, but the eggs is round and oval. You can fit 3 eggs in this. So the Chazon Ish famously said that the eggs became smaller today, and we don't quite know the size of the eggs in the ancient times. That is the basics, very, very, very basic of a major machlekes in which the Chazon Ish wrote in Tal Sefer, the Stipler wrote it, the brother of the Chazon Ish, the Stipler wrote a Sefer to explain the Chazon Ish Shitta, the Chaim Noah wrote a whole Sefer to explain his Shitta, and this machlekes spills over to Kazayas, that will come to later, Kazayas is the third of the Revi'is, this machlekes spills over to Amen Tefach, because the Etzba is connected to the Amen Tefach, and so more or less the same machlekes in Shiurim. The basic halacha, the Mishavur writes clearly in a good number of places, is like Rav Chaim Noah, and the Chazon Ish himself would agree to that. Chazon Ish himself agrees to that, that the Ikra Din is Rav Chaim Noah, writes in the Sefer, Rav Chaim Knievsky, and many others bring it, that the Ikra Din is like Rav Chaim Noah. Likula and Lechumer, we'll continue about that soon. And therefore, Brocha Achroine, for drink, let's first talk about drink, will be the smaller box of 86. Ikra Din is like Rav Chaim Noah, Mishavur says many places. And therefore, bracha achrona, one will do as is accepted by drinking 86 milliliters. Then one does bracha achrona. Same for kiddush the whole year. One takes a becher which has at least 86 milliliters, which most bechers have by far, because 86 milliliters is not much.
Chazon Ish is
asking
the whole year 86 is it?
Yeah. Let's move on. We'll come to that in a few moments. Rav Chaim Noah's she is 86, which is the gematria to remember kois. Kois, which is what we're talking about, the kois is 86, chof of samach. The Chazon Ish is 150, is gematria kois hogun. Good, big kois. Kois hogun is gematria 150. The whole year one will make a bracha achrona on 86. 86 is roughly half a plastic cup of water. Roughly. Depends if you go from the bottom up or from the top down. It depends what cup, of course. Of course, the average, indeed, yeah, I should have bought a cup. The average plastic cup, the regular...
Not those here.
No, those are not plastic, paper cups. Yeah, the cheap ones. Yeah, okay. Anyway, just to give a general idea, very roughly, if you go from the top down, meaning if you fill up the cup fully and then you drink downwards, you need a bit less than half, because the top is wider. You fill up the cup from the bottom up, you need a bit more than half up in order to get revi'is, but indeed, there are bigger and smaller plastic cups. The whole year, one, by Kiddush, to Me'ikir Adin, one can take a cup, a bech of 86 milliliters, and make Kiddush on that, and then you have to drink of that most of the kois, rov revi'is. Now, let's talk a little bit with Chazon Ish and come back to Chaim Noah. The Mishavur writes in Bialocha and a few other places that by mitzvah de'oraisa, by chiyuv of a mitzvah de'oraisa, if one can, one should be machmir to the biggest shia. It does not mean the Chazon Ish because he was before the Chazon Ish. It is a shia of much earlier, the Tzlach and others. So we call it today the shia Chazon Ish. So the Mishavur writes, if one can afford it, one should take the bigger cup. The Velzot, I haven't seen it clearly written, the Velzot of the Mishavur, the Chofetz Chaim himself, had a bigger becher for Friday night and Shabbos day, because Friday night is a chiv de iraisa to make kiddush. Zocher is yom Shabbos. Kach chiv de iraisa to make kiddush alayan. So he took a bigger becher, whereas by day he couldn't afford one. They didn't have one, couldn't afford one. So by day he took the smaller becher. I haven't confirmed it. I have heard from a friend of mine whose father got a becher as a chasna present from the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim. His father, just told me that yesterday again, that his father got a becher from Rebbe Tzin Zaks, the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, and she told him, Ibsta Briske, so I'll give you the bigger becher. My father made Kiddush in the smaller becher. Wow. Erich told him. He told him himself, his father told him. Alright, so...
How big was that?
The Chofetz Chaim was less than 150. It was 86. They couldn't afford one. But today, where one is easy and cheap, the Chofetz Chaim writes, if one can, one should make Kiddush on the bigger becher. Most bechers, most normal sized bechers, have Shir Chazon Ish. Even this becher, which is quite a bit on the smaller, narrow side, Yeah? Many Bechas Abiche, this is exactly 150. So even this has the Chaznish. Most silver Bechas, I don't know, I've heard recently they made the silver Bechas smaller. All right. Smaller means than they used to be, but it's still 150. Most silver Bechas are 150, if not a bit more.
Since the
Kohi
and the
Kohi,
that part, that
Chaylik
is only Drabonah, so even though the Kiddush itself,
they'll shout. Yeah, okay, it's Machaykis, whether the Yan is the Raz, but okay, the Yalukh Raz, one can, once you be Machmur, then. So that's the whole year. Pesach, the night, let's go to Leil Seder. Leil Seder, the Emes, usually Leil Seder is less than a Friday night, because Yom Tov is Drabonah, Abdalka is Drabonah. This year, the first night is Friday night. So the first becher of the first night is a deraisa because it includes Kiddush and Shabbos. Besides the Kiddush and Yom Tov, besides the Dal Kozes, we'll be doing many mitzvahs. That's what Shabbos means. Don't enter the mitzvahs. We'll be doing many mitzvahs just by the first becher alone. It's Kiddush for Yom Tov, Kiddush for Shabbos. It's the first one of the Dal Kozes, and the Kiddush for Shabbos is a deraisa. So okay, so there again. But many people are makvid to take for all Dal Kozes. But if one can, one should get in the big yeshiva. Why not? To get the big yeshiva of the Chazon Ish. Now, how much does one have to drink from the becher? Sorry? Yeah, yeah, okay, we'll come to that now. Now, the whole year, by Kiddush, you have to drink Rov Revis. So if your becher is more than a revis, which most bechers are, and even this, which is more than the Rav Chaim Noe Shia, the Bishop Mishavu writes that for drinking, Kazicha V'Yotze, the Rov of the smaller Shia, so the whole year, if one drinks half the becher, even less, one is Yotze, the Rov Revis. Leil Seder, one has to drink more. Leil Seder, there are quite a few differences to regular Kiddush. Leil Seder, lechatchile, if one can, one should drink the whole Becher. And if that's hard, you drink most of the Becher. If that's hard, we'll come to soon. Why is Leil Seder different? The Rishkov explains, because the whole year, the main thing is the words of Kiddush we say, the words of praise for Shabbos. Chazal said, or the Torah says, Chazal say the words in a cup of wine. It gives much more chashivas to the words. If you say it like many brochas, we say in a cup of wine. But the main thing is the words. So the drinking is a bit secondary, so you can get away with a bit of drinking. Rov Revis. Whereas Leil Seder, the ik is the drinking. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is dalet kosis, so the drinking is not secondary. The drinking is the main part, and that's why there are a few halachas where one has to drink more. And to go through that in short, Leil Seder, one should lechatchile drink the whole becher, if that's possible. If the becher is more than a revis, okay, we'll come to that soon. But let's say a becher which is a revis, let's say this becher, lechatchile washing the whole becher, or roiv of the kois. If that is hard, let's say a child, or sometimes the ladies, sometimes a man, or sometimes the later kois, this is hard to drink, one can get away with drinking roiv, revis of Rav Chaim Noe. So if it's hard, the halach is you have to drink Rov Revis, but since Ikar is Rav Chaim Noe, you can be Yotze, the Ikar Adin, it's not the ideal way, but if it's hard, one can be Yotze of drinking Rov of Rav Chaim Noe, which is only half of this cup, which is only half a Becher. Yeah? But I did, so for a child, let's say, no problem at all to take smallish Becher. This Becher is perfect, even for an adult, but for a child, one can get away, no question about it, Rav Chaim Noe, Shir, a smaller Becher, as long as it has at least 86. If it has 86, any Yid is Yotzav. If you can, why not take a bigger Becher? And one has to make sure to drink at least Roiv of Revis, which is Roiv of 86. Ideally, the Shechanoch says, here, because it's Leil Seder and the Ik is a drinking, ideally one should drink the entire Revis, maybe even the whole Becher. Yeah, that's the ideal thing to do, to drink the whole Becher, at least the whole Revis. Now, if you have a choice between two bechers, and one is a big, nice becher, one is a smaller becher, the whole year, maybe there's an inin of taking the bigger becher, maybe Hidur Mitzvah, Efshad, Afen Klem. Leil Seder, if you're going to find it hard to drink the whole becher, better take the smaller becher. Now, we're talking about the smaller becher is kashir, obviously, not too little. Smaller becher has got a full shear, but you've got a choice of bigger and a small becher. Better take the small becher and drink the whole kois, because Leil Seder there's a halacha which we don't have the whole year. Lechatrile to drink the whole kois. The drinking is the main thing. Better take a smaller becher and drink the whole kois than to take a bigger becher and you won't be able to drink it later on. Right? But Avada, the smaller becher has to have a shear, and ideally it should have the chazanish shear, especially Friday night, but even the rest, if one can, why not take the bigger shear and drink that?
Is it better to have a small kois for wine rather than some people have a mixture of grape juice?
That's a good question. Usually accepted, the Rashi and many others write, if you mix the grapes with the wine, that's got dinner of wine. Usually we take on mixing grape juice and wine is like wine. Grape juice alone, that's a hard one. What's better, smaller becher of wine or bigger becher of grape juice? That's a hard one. Usually we take on mixing grape juice and wine. The stomach got dinner of wine. Let's go test it. There is also halacha that the chatchile one should drink the becher as quick as possible. Of course, one shouldn't endanger himself. The minchas yitzchak writes in the tshuva, and Mamshik says that if one endangers himself, he's not yet to the mitzvah. Mitzvah bababere, refshin shka mitzvah bichal. But the chatchile one should drink as quick as one can. The becher, not to make an interruption, you know, unnecessary, unneeded interruption in the middle. So let's sum up the drinking, then we can move over to the kezais. The ikad in the Zagim Chaim Noer, if it's hard to drink a lot and one counts, it's very hard to drink, so let's first talk about that, which is not the ideal case, but if it's hard, okay, you take a small becher, which has at least 86, not hard to measure, this has 150, so it's quite a bit smaller than this, at least 86, but then you would have to drink at least most of that kos, lechatchila the whole kos. If one can, which, yeah, then one takes the biggest shear, which is 150. To take more than 150, there's no need. And forget, you'll make it harder than to drink the whole becher. 150 is perfect to take a becher of 150. And then one should ideally drink the whole thing, at least most of it. If that is too hard, it's getting too much, okay, you can get away with drinking half of it. Why? Because half of this size becher is kamat the whole of Chaim Noer. So you got roiv, if not the whole revis of the ikadin, and that's perfect. Ideally, to drink the whole becher, or most of it. Okay, let's move over, that's the revis. Let's move over to kezais. Kezais is the shear for eating the whole year in order to make a brocha choyne, because hamozol b'refosh etzal amichyo. Kezais is the shear to be yoitze matzo mor in koirich. Kezais, we are told, is a third of a revis. If a revis is 1.5 eggs, a kezais is half an egg. There is a shear to seramam, it's a third of an egg, let's leave that for now. A kezais, is we take on, is half a kebeitze. So how much is half a kebeitze? Well, each one according to his shitta. Chazanish, who held that the biggest shear, that the revis is 150, and that's 1.5 eggs, so the kezais would be 50 cc. 50 cc would be the kezais of the chazanish. Chaim Noer, which is the ikradin, will hold that the kezais is 27 cc. 27, some say 28.6, depends if you measure with the peel of the egg or without the peel of the egg. Many persons think of 27, easy way to remember that is the word kezais starts with chof zan. Chof zan is 27. That relates to volume. Everything in Torah is volume, not grams. We'll soon have to translate that to grams. So we are talking about the volume of 27 cc. And that is often hard to work out because we work very much with grams when it comes to food. But we're not talking about grams now, volume. The volume of 27 cc is very often less than what people think it is. This little container here, which is something used for medicines, the other thing, is 30 cc. So, you want to know how much bread you have to eat to make big samosen? Well, slice the bread and see how much you're going to hear. Let's not talk about the air bubbles, the big air bubbles you have to get out. For the small air bubbles, you do not squash the bread of Mishavah Pastons. We don't pass any of that asfad, we're all makud in this, when Shavuot passes, because the most of the world takes on earth, you don't have to squash the bread, and you can fit a quarter of a slice into this, a quarter of a slice in the middle of the bread, Rav Falk says you make brikas hamazon. So you want to be safe, you take a little bit more than that. The shir kezais, when it comes to solid items, is not as much as people think. I've noticed over time, we can't do that now, we measure certain foods, smaller foods, when you talk about small things, let's say nuts or sweets or raisins, then you need more than what people think you need. Because small foods take very, very little volume. You know, when you put the raisins to here, you'll have a lot of air gaps between them. That's not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is by take water and drop it in and use displacement. Yeah, you would need, for example, from the small boxes of raisins, yeah, each one of those is only 11 cc. So you need a good 2.5 of those to be able to make a bracha chayna, aleitz. And nuts also, you need quite a lot of nuts to be able to get to a bracha chayna. That's smallish foods. Big items like bread, cake, fruit, you usually need less than what people think you need. Because if you think the kezais is All right, there were poskim, there were machmonit, but in the Mishavu is very clear that in the smaller Kazars, Abraham Kievsky says that the Chazanish made Bona Foshik even less than that. Let's not go into that, he made them a shlish. So, quite small this year. Now, that is for Brocha Achroyne. That's what's Negea to Brocha Achroyne. For example, Jack and Jill biscuits, 2.5 of those is a Kazais. 2.5 of those biscuits is a Kazais. Machine matzahs, 1/3 of a machine matzah is a kezais, not a recusans. The recusans are smaller, from those you need half. That's the regular kezais, let's say for the whole year, for Birkas Hamazon, 1/3 of a machine matzah, chanamot, if you want to know, or whatever, for Baruch HaChon, 1/3 of that is a kezais.
Only wash,
you'd have two kezais. Yes, indeed, for washing, for a different reason, you would need lechatchile double that because al netilas yadayim is only mivada brocha. The ashit is old. You don't wash with brocha for less than a kibetzer. So indeed, for washing lechatchile, you need two kazeisim. But for brikas hamazon, if it happened, then it would be 1/3 of a matzah. Now this is what's negia the whole year. Leil Pesach. We have differences because the first kezais is a mitzvah deraisa. First kezais is a mitzvah deraisa mamish. Chasam Sefer says it's the last mitzvah deraisa of eating we are left with nowadays. In time of Samigish, many mitzvahs deraisa of eating, kavonis, even morer, and this was deraisa. Today, morer is drabonon, because we don't come on Pesach. Matzah, he says, is the last of the mitzvahs deraisa. And if you'll ask that eating the sukkah is a mitzvah deraisa, true. But in Lomdis, the mitzvah there is the sitting in the sukkah. And the ideal way of sitting is by eating. You know, when you sit somewhere, kavua, you eat. But it's not the eating on its own, in its own right. The eating makes the sitting properly. The broch is leisha vasukeh. And every kip also, the eating is to get koyach. The only mitzvah today of, you know, where eating is the mitzvah, is matzah. Deraisa, is matzah.
You don't eat, there's no leisha.
Right. But the eating makes the yeshiva into a kvizdiki yeshiva. As I don't get them in the lomdas. Okay. So, Leil Pesach, the first kezais is deraisa, and since we have deraisa, by deraisa we try, if one can, one tries to get the biggest shear. So we'll have to work out both shiur. Again, ikadin is a smaller shiur for someone who finds it hard. Mishmur says clear, if someone finds it hard, you can take a smaller shiur, you can take even smaller, you take a shlish, let's not go into that now, for choyle, but for anyone who finds it hard. But if one can, a mitzvah deraisa, mamish, mishun that it goes a mitzvah which we have no idea the effects. It has on a person for the whole year, we'll come to that soon maybe. So that, about if one can, one does, it's on the biggest year. Now how are you going to measure this? And before that, the two kezeisim, which many people talk about, you know, you have to take two kezeisim and all that, that is a totally different discussion. That has nothing to do with the kiyum of the mitzvah. That has nothing to do with keeping and doing this mitzvah. This two kezeisim, which we'll discuss soon maybe, which a lot of talk about, how do you do the two kezeisim, top matzah, middle matzah, this one, that one, that is all halachas in the bracha. The bracha makes us want to take ideally from this matzah, that matzah, to one from each. We'll come to that later. But when we talk about being yotze the mitzvah, which is negat to anyone who doesn't make the bracha, anyone around the table who listens, yotze the mitzvah, you need one kezeis. No question about it, yotze one kezeis. The question is, how big is that kezeis and how are we going to measure that? Now to measure kezais is a hard one because we talk about volume. We talk about volume, not weight. So it's a hard one. There are a number of ways of measuring that. The stipler has tried to translate weight into volume by matzah. Obviously every item weigh different. 100 grams of apple will weigh more than 100 grams of popcorn. Sorry, 100 milliliters of apple will weigh much more than 100 milliliters of popcorn, obviously, because it's much more dense, much more heavy. Yeah. So we want volume. How are you going to translate that? The staff says roughly half. It's roughly half, roughly, which means if you need 27 or 28 milliliters, it's 14 grams. That's roughly how the staff came out this year. We will try and do it slightly different because few people have the ability. If someone can do that, some people do that the way the matzah before Pesach, that's fine. We will try and do it.
So you're saying your mass is 21 grams, because
that,
so I mean that would relate to at least the
kezais,
would be.
He would say 14 grams, would be a kezais. Yeah. Now we will try and work a bit with the size. Now the size is very dependent on how thick your mass is. Because the thicker the matzahs are, the less amount in size, you know, you need. The thinner they are, you need more. And therefore it's very hard. And that's why these things are very hard. The ideal way of doing it is take one matzah of the box, whatever matzahs you have, crush it. I did it myself 1 year. Crushed it. And filled up this container. And then I know how much of this type of matzah is the smaller kazais. And you want the bigger kazais, you more or less double it. Come to that soon. But it's not something which one can do every year. We're going to try to talk about the Kermia Mias matzahs, which I think many people take, and use that as a guideline. Often, if people make Chabur matzahs, they come out different. Very hard to give a size, because that depends on the Chabur. Often, they have different matzahs between themselves, thicker and thinner. So it's very hard to do that. Let's talk about Kermia Mias matzahs, which many people use, and use that as a bit of a guideline. This is the average size of Kermia Mias matzah. Yeah? Makes sense? Some of them are a bit bigger. A bit bigger, but sometimes are bigger. Yeah. It looks a bit smallish. Okay. That makes a difference. It's not so important because we want to talk about the thickness of it. Yeah, we want to use another thickness. Now, a kezayis of the Kermias type of thickness, I've heard in Eretz Yisrael, the Kermias in Eretz Yisrael is thinner than the one that comes to Chutz La'aretz. They do the ones that sent to Chutz La'aretz, they do them a bit thicker, they shouldn't break crack on the way. How many people are there? Yeah, apparently so. So we're talking the one who come here. So they bake amounts which are unimaginable. Yeah, they start baking. Well, we're busy with Dalmina, they're busy with matzahs. We're busy with matzahs, they start talking about Dalmina. So, no, that's all matzah. No. Now, a kezayis, the smaller kezayis, the ikarin kezayis of 27 cc of Chaim Noah, is very roughly a hand. A closed hand, the whole hand, the fingers and the palm. Yeah. That is very roughly kezayis of Reb Chaim Noel. Quite a bit smaller than what sometimes people think, which is very hard to show on the matzah. How much it is? This amount is a hand. This is the smaller kezayis. How much is that out of it? It's roughly a sixth. One sixth.
Four or five.
So you have four or five kezayis in the matzah?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a bit of a smaller one of the Kermit's ones, a bit of a smaller one. That's good. The bigger one or smaller kezayis? All right, let's move on. Now, that is the smaller kezayis. For the first kezayis, lechatchil, if one can, one should take the bigger shear. Mitzvah deraisa, if one can, one should take the bigger shear. The bigger shear will be double, more or less double, because 27 cc is the smaller shear, and 50, a bit less than half, is the bigger shear. So either take twice the hand, or the different way of measuring it is the hand with the open fingers squared out. Squared out. So, this is a bit too big. So this one, roughly, this is a bit bigger than the bigger kezayis. Yeah? It's a bit too big, really. So about a third of a matzah of Kermia Mias, you guaranteed got the biggest shear in. For Afikoymen, for Koyrech, which is a Drabanon, one can take the smallest shear. If one wants one, take the biggest shear. But the Mishmur is Machmir, he says, by Mitzvah Deraisa, try to take the biggest shear. Seems that Mitzvah Drabanon, one can take the smallest shear. And the smallest shear is one hand. A hand. That is the smallest shear for Koyrech. Afikoymen is a drabonon, but the Chatzchile wants to take two kezeis from there, because Afikoymen is a zeicher to... these are the two things there. But the person saying, well, I can get away with two of the small, even smaller kezeis from a bishlish. So 1.5 hands is enough for Afikoymen. Now, the first kezeis wants to take two, twice a hand. Sorry? Twice a hand for the first kezayis. Now to
twice,
go and
twice an open hand.
No, twice a closed hand is a small kezayis. The open hand squared is the big kezayis. Yeah. Now if you take from one matzah, let's see, you're preparing for those around the table, you can square like this, take square it out. That's a big kezayis. It's less than this. That is a big kezayis. Big kezayis. Second kezayis in Koyrech. That's a drabana. You take the small kezayis, one hand, the closed palm, closed hand. For Achilles matzah, you want to take the big kezayis. But let's not go into which matzah yet. The kezayis, which is the rice, which is the first kezayis, try to take the big shear.
Times two.
No. Well, the small shear times two is the big shear. No, why? Because of the two matzahs, we'll come to see. We haven't come to that yet. No, we're not coming to that yet. We're not talking about being yotze the mitzvah. Goes around and say, we'll come soon to the Baal HaSeder, we'll come to that soon. We'll want to come to that. To be yotze the mitzvah, you have to eat a big shear. So we'll come to the one doing the Seder, from which matzah and how much, we'll come to that in a minute. One kazaz, Torah Shteh, one kazaz, Torah Shteh, one kazaz. One kazaz.
Can you just clarify for people who are listening in, when you say a closed hand,
yeah,
put your hand up with your fingers open, anyone listening without seeing will think you mean your fingers are closed.
Okay, good. So let's sum up again. Before we move on, let's sum up again. The minimum shear one has to eat to be yotze. The minimum shear for elderly people who it's hard to eat the kazayas for. The minimum shear one is yotze without the mitzvah, no question about it, is a closed hand, the fingers open. Open the hand, fingers open. Put them. No, sorry, I'm saying a closed hand. I mean the fingers together. I'm sorry, no, I mean it. A flat
closed. Open hand.
Open hand. Open hand and the fingers put together. Yeah. The fingers together. Open hand, the fingers outstretched, and the fingers together. That's the minimum kazaz. Now, because the first kazaz is a mitzvah deraisa, one should be used to the biggest shear. The biggest shear is either double that, two times. Yeah? Open hand and the fingers squashed together. Or, an alternative way of measuring it is, the fingers stretched out and squared. Not the outline of the hand, but squared. That's roughly the same. Now, this is what's negea to being yotze the mitzvah. Now, there is another thing where people get very confused about the two kezesim. The Shechnoch writes, the Mishavur goes on about it, that the chatchile, the Baal HaSeder, this is the din only for the Baal HaSeder, the one running the Seder. The one running the Seder, there's a new halacha, he should take two kezesim. Why? Very complicated cheshbon. Why? Because we make the brachas like this. The brachas, we make two brachas. We're going to make first, hametz lechem oretz, where you hold all three matzahs. The top and the bottom one are the shlemis, that's the lechem mishne. Then you drop the bottom one, well, don't drop it, we put it down gently. And you don't need it whole anymore. And then you keep the top in the middle, which is 1.5 matzahs, and you make hametz alachilas matz on that. Now here comes the major machlekes. Which one of the two is alachilas matz referring to? The middle or the top? Which one of those two is hametz lechem oretz referring to? Middle of the top. And we want to have from this one and from that one, we want to have from the one we said hametzi on, we want to have from the one we said alachilas matzah, we want to have from the lechem oini, the broken one, and therefore it comes out, make it very, very short, one should take it because that's the top and it because that's from the middle. That is only in regard to the one who made the bracha, the Baal HaSeder. Now, if he will take two kezesim, he can take two small kezesim from each, two of Chaim Noah, which will together be one big kezais, and therefore he's got everything. He's got the two kezaisim, and he's got the biggest shear, in order to be able to for sure, the mitzvah derais, if you really want to be machmir, some say you can take the big shear from the middle one, and the smaller shear from the top one, that's a little more complicated. You can simply get away with smaller kezais from each, and then you have together the big shear. So roughly comes out to the same. Yeah? Now, this is often very hard to work out at the Leil Seder, especially after Mitamot, and everyone is waiting, go and measure then matzah and work it out. Many people have this Eitzah, there is an Eitzah some people do, where they give out, they prepare bags before, either before the Seder, I do it myself even before Yom Tov, where you prepare bags with a kezayis in there, and if you want the bigger kezayis for the bachim, and the smaller kezayis for sometimes the grandmother, the grandfather finds it harder to eat, so you prepare it, you write a name, and then at the Seder you can do quickly by breaking off a little bit of the top, a little bit of the middle, and adding it to each bag, and then everyone has from the Kara and the Shia Kazaz without having to go on too long about it by the Seder. For the Baal HaSeder, he should definitely try and make sure for himself to keep himself a Shia Kazaz in the top. Don't give out everything and then be left with very little. Make sure, set aside for yourself a kezayis in the top, kezayis in the middle, a smallish shear, which is together a big shear, so you got it all in, and then the rest you can give out to...
He has to give a precept there.
Sorry? Yeah, but the kezayis, usually you will not be able to give a kezayis in the middle to everybody. Yeah. It doesn't exist. You have to start that. So if it's a small piece, about that, but you prepare before... Yeah. So many people, some people pay beforehand, some people give out. Others say, it's not a question, but the easiest way to measure on the Kamimis matzah, other matzahs you have to know if they're thick or thinner. If they're thinner, you need more. But the Kamimis matzah is the hand. This is only by the Kamimis matzahs. We worked out the size, the thickness of it. If it's a different thickness, then things would change. This is matzah. Morer, let's talk a few minutes about morer. Yeah? So matzah, for the mitzvah deraisa, you want the bigger shear. For korech, afikomik, you take a smaller shear. Afikomik, it's going to take more because there's a din of tukah deraisa. Smaller shear is the hand open with the fingers crossed together. The bigger shear is double that. That's for matzah. For morer, it's like this. If you use horseradish, then you need the amount which fits into this. If you use lettuce, lettuce is very, very thin. You need quite a bit of that, but that will depend how much of the white. It's not the root, is it? What do they call the white?
Stem.
The stem. How much? The stem is thick. So very hard to give an amount, so many leaves of lettuce. It depends how much stem you have there. But if you talk about leaves with not much stem, this is nice sized lettuce, a leaf. Two of those is a kezais. And by more is a drabon. You need quite a bit if you don't have stem. So either you take stem. Two of this is more than a kezais. Not so much romaine lettuce. If the spine is thin, depends on the spine. The leaves is very, very thin, so this displacement it takes very little. Depends on the spine. About it. If you got spine, you need very little. You take just a few spines. So I myself, I take a few spines, make sure you got it in, okay? Then you save. But if you take more lettuce than spine, this is less than a kezais. The smallest shear. More is the abona, so when you talk about the smallest shear, it's more. It's more to be safe. Two, 1.5. 1.5 of this, yeah. 1.5 of this. 1.5 of this is a kezais more. But again, if you take a few of the span, then it's much safer. If you use the horse radish, then it's much less. It's much more solid. Yeah.
Is that smaller than a little lechaim glass?
A little lechaim cup. This size lechaim cup is over 40 cc. There's a line here of 40 cc. This is 45 cc. So it's instinct. It's not much. This is a kezais. Smaller kezais. For a chole, for someone who can't manage, then the shurim are smaller. No time to go into that now. Then the shurim are shlish. The Rambam says a shlish kebetze, which is less. One can do that less. Now, besides for the amount, there's a time. There's a time frame. One has to eat the chatrit. One has to eat the kezais as quick as possible. Very hard to give a time. The Mishavurah says mamish a time, which is quite impossible to do. But most questions can take on 2 to 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Chaznish himself, they say, at the matzah within 3 minutes. So one should obviously try and eat the matzah as quick as possible, not to delay and obviously not to talk in the middle. Anyone is not meant to talk, but not to take a break in the middle, unless you need to breathe. Can't become shalei kedei chachile, this we said before.
Right? It's
hard to speak about that. There's a mishmur about that, which mishmur himself says, yes, there is such a thing. He says it's very hard to do, and he says he doesn't quite know why. There is such a thing, but many Gedolim didn't even go with that. But yeah, the others who tried, just don't want to get into that now. There is such a thing of doing it to one go. And that's called Kedei Achilas Pras, which 2-3 minutes, 2-3 minutes, Chazish himself said, 3 minutes, one should try and get it in. Yeah, others go, if it's harder, the others will go longer. Then, just to finish off, the Zohar HaKadosh calls the matzah Nahame the Asvase, bread of healing, which means obviously in Ruchnias, the matzah is a bread of healing. The matzah has an effect for the whole year. We got no idea what the matzah does. The Shem Yishmul writes that we find an interesting halacha. An eved of a kohen, a slave of a kohen, he's got the same halacha as a kohen, is allowed to eat truma more than a regular eat. Because he is, so to speak, under the kohen, and he gets his halachas. The reason why ladies say that we have mitzvahs of eating, so many mitzvahs of eating, says the Shem Yishmul, because they say that we're very busy with re-strengthening and re-being mechazik, being an Eved Hashem, to serve Hashem. That's what the purpose of coming out to Mitzrayim was. Instead of Avdei Pari, became Avdei Hashem. And Eved Hashem, just like Eved Kohen, all his eatings become a mitzvah. Because he's under Hashem. That's the idea. That's the remez behind the fact of having so many mitzvahs of eating. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Droshes that if he does the Seder properly, then his house becomes like a Beis HaMedrash. Gets the Kedush of Beis HaMedrash, and is guaranteed that the Mashiach will come, his house, together with the Drosh, and go to Etz Yisrael. Drosh is Rav Sefer. Write that. To finish off, one last small idea. There's a big connection between Purim and Pesach. People like to bring Purim into everywhere. Purim is very connected to Pesach, because the next Purim happened on Pesach. Now the Gemara, yeah, second day Pesach, almost high, Mishmur says one should eat a little bit more the second day to Zeichet, to that Nes. Now the Gemara tells us that Mordechai, the times of Nes Purim, told the Yidden not to eat on Pesach. Not to have the Leil Seder, the Al Shech HaKadosh, 500 years ago, the Al-Sheikh says the reason why Mordechai wanted Eid not to make a Seder is because the Zohar Kodesh tells us that when Eid makes a Seder, the Malachim come down to this world to see what's going on, to join in the Shira and the Emunah, which he didn't talk about. And he wanted the Malachim to come down and not to see what's going on, not to have where to go to. And they should realize that Mordechai is trying to tell them that if you don't do something quickly about this, next year there won't be any Eid left. And to make such a Raj in Shemaim, to be Mevatel, the Gzeira, I've heard that there was Eid before the war, a great Eid called Shlomo Kalina. He wanted to do the same before the Second World War. Couldn't find enough Gedolim to join him. I've heard he wanted to do that Eid should not do Leil Seder and Shem Shemaim what's going to happen if the war continues. But the idea is that the Leil Seder has got tremendous holiness and tremendous effect for the whole year. Every little thing we do then is a Seder. The Maharal says a Seder. It's the order for the whole year. The Moshe Tavish Taki B'Zoricha to do the Seder properly and take out all the Ashpoz, all the essence. Didn't have where to go.